You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, midweek edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello everyone, a warm welcome along to the Punt Podcast brought to you by William Hill, taking a look at some Euro 2020 qualifiers on this edition. After England finished third in the Nations League, the rest of the home nations plus the Republic of Ireland are all in action this week, taking on sides for qualification, of course, for Euro 2020. And we're going to spin through all those games in just a moment. Sam Norris here in the presenter's chair and joining me in the studio today, Mr. Mark Walton. How are you, sir?
I am pretty good. What a round of fixtures we have to look forward to, Sam. Tricky matches, actually, some of these. I think a few of them are particularly tight to call. But it's interesting stuff, and we've seen encouraging signs from a lot of the home nations recently, so yeah, it should be good.
We have, yeah, fingers crossed we can chisel a few bets out of these games, starting with Monday night's fixture, which is the Republic of Ireland versus Gibraltar, which may well not be the hardest game to predict, but it might be one of the hardest games to get a tangible bet out of, because the Republic of Ireland are 1-100 for this one. The draw is 22-1. Gibraltar are 99-0-1. For this game. There are plenty of enhanced odds which can help you try and get an odds against price about a pro-Republic of Ireland bet. David McGoldrick and Conor Hourihane both to score. That was 15-8, now 9-4. David McGoldrick to score first and the Republic of Ireland to win. That was 5-2, it's now 3-1. And the Republic of Ireland to win by 6 or more goals. That was 3-1, now 7-2. Both teams to score in the first half was 11-2 and is now 7-1. Obviously, Ireland are mightily short for this match, Mark. We know why. There have been plenty of positive signs for the Republic of Ireland. Obviously, Mick McCarthy now in charge there. They drew against Denmark, of course, last week in what feels like the 20th meeting between the pair in the space of the last year. They're always playing each other, those two. But that was an encouraging 1-1 draw against the Danes. And it's generally been a good qualifying process so far for the Republic of Ireland. They're actually top of Group D, albeit they've played a game more than Switzerland. And really a good opportunity to boost the goal difference against the group's whipping boys in Gibraltar.
Yeah, I mean, Gibraltar are serial losers, aren't they? But there has been a slight upturn from the unfancied away side. I mean, the last 34 games they've played, they've only avoided defeat in four of them. But three of those games have been since March 2018. They beat Latvia in a friendly, they beat Armenia away from home as well in the Nations League, and they got the better of Liechtenstein. So, slight upturn in form for Gibraltar. They have lost their last five coming into this, and the Republic of Ireland, as you mentioned, on a good run of form. They sit top of their group, they're five without defeat. That draw against Denmark was pretty good as well. They were very unfancied in the betting, and they've outdone their odds, if you like, to get a draw against a well-fancied Denmark side. The market here is suggesting that Republic of Ireland go and win this by 7, 8, 9, 10 goals. Last time they met in the Republic of Ireland as well, they did win 7-0 against Gibraltar. But I think there's grounds to say it might not be quite as convincing this time. If you're looking at the handicaps, you've got to go all the way up to about -4 for an odds against price. And I think you're probably looking at 5, maybe 6-0, something like that. I don't think they absolutely run away with this. Goals have been a big problem for the Republic. They scored, obviously, against Denmark recently. But, you know, if you look at their last few games, they scored one against Denmark, they scored one against Georgia, they got one against Gibraltar in the away meeting for Republic of Ireland there. 0-0 against Denmark before that, 0-0 against Northern Ireland. Goals are a real problem. They should win this, and they should win it convincingly, but I just don't see them getting an absolute hatful. 7, 8, 9, 10-0 or whatever. One of the specials is for Ireland to win by 6 or more goals. I wouldn't touch that. 7-2 is tempting enough considering they're 100-1 on, but I'd rather go for maybe, you know, aim for 5, 6 and absolute top.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, worrying signs, I suppose, if you just look directly at the last meeting between the two, that Republic of Ireland only beat Gibraltar 1-0. That game was played in Gibraltar. If you were thinking of piling in on a handicap tonight, I know you've got a particular player in mind to try and chisel out a more palatable price this evening.
Yeah, Conor Hourihan scored for the Republic of Ireland against Georgia two matches ago. He's had a decent enough season for Aston Villa. He scored eight times in the Championship last year. He's going to play in that middle of the midfield for the Republic of Ireland. They usually play five across the middle behind a lone striker. And there's the scope for those midfielders to try and run in and play off McGoldrick if he does start up front. And I think Hourihan is a danger in that respect. You know, you look at him to score any time and he's going to be pretty short, isn't he? He's 11 to 10 to score any time, which is still miles better than the 100 to 1 on about the Republic of Ireland.
But it's pretty brutal for a midfielder to have to say that price, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shows I think you where Gibraltar are.
I was going to say, I think that's just more of a measure of the opposition. But, you know, you could put him... I've done this preview for the William Hill Chops and I've gone for Hourihan to score any time in a 5-0 win for the Republic of Ireland. It was an okay price, you know. It's a decent odds on, odds against rather, price, and I'd probably play something like that. A little bit of fun, go score on your side, and have a stab at a correct score here.
12-1 it is for Conor Hourihan to score in the Republic of Ireland to win the match by 5-0. Is that a terrible price for Hourihan just to score in a Republic of Ireland win? That's 23-20.
Yeah.
As I said, 12-1 if you do want to have a bit of a dart at Hourihan to score and the Republic to win by 5-0, then it's 45-1 incidentally if you played Hourihan to score first and the Republic to win 5-0. But it does that have that kind of feel to it, this game, where you're going to have to maybe just lessen the stakes and chuck a few darts at some big prices with the Republic of Ireland. Very prohibitive in the outright betting, although they should be taking care of business on Monday night. On to slightly more competitive fare then on Tuesday. Let's go to Wales' match. They take on Hungary. This is a 7:45 kickoff in Hungary. Hungary are 15-8. The draw is 2-1 and Wales are 13-8. Three enhanced odds at the time of recording for this one. Of no doubt many more will be dropping onto the console before game time. Gareth Bale to score in a Wales win. That was 11-4. It's now 7-2. Hungary to score in both halves was 15-4, now 9-2. Both teams to score in the first half was 9-2, is now 11-2 when Wales take on Hungary in this one. Hungary actually topped the group at the moment in Group B. Having played three, they've won two and lost one. Wales are currently third in the group, one win and one defeat for the Welsh thus far in their qualifying campaign. They were beaten by Croatia last week. I suppose no major disappointment to be beaten by the World Cup finalists in the shape of Croatia. This is priced up to be quite a competitive match here. Do you see it unfolding in that fashion?
I think this is one of the toughest games to call that we're going to look at, if I'm honest. Hungary have been in good form. They won four of the last five. On collateral form, let's throw a bit of collateral form
into
this. Hungary beat Croatia 2-1 earlier on in the qualification campaign. Good result for them, whereas obviously Wales lost 2-1. So on a line through Croatia, Hungary should win. I don't think it's quite as simple as that, of course.
I wish it was.
Yeah. Wales 13-8 does tempt me a little bit, but I'm just not quite sure Gareth Bale is fully firing for them. He's obviously had a bit of a traumatic time of things at Real Madrid. They've got young Dan James, who's got a lot of responsibility on his shoulders already. He's going to be moving to Manchester United shortly, and at times he looks a real player. But could you trust backing Wales away from home at 13-8? Their away form's not very good. They won away from home at the Republic of Ireland in the Nations League, but they've recently lost to Albania, that defeat against Croatia as well. And Hungary are really making Budapest a bit of a fortress for themselves. Four straight wins, including three in the Nations League. They beat Greece, Estonia and Finland at home. Recently beat Croatia at home. It's a tough, tough place to go. If I had to pick a 90 minutes result here, I'd probably just go with the draw, and I think it would be a positive draw for Wales. 2-1 is tempting enough. I want to side with Gareth Bale in some way or another, but you know, he's the one world-class player that we're going to see on show here. He's 7-5 to score any time. I think maybe that could be the way in the respect that you don't have to pick the result. I think this could go either way. I think it's a proper pick'em, and the most likely result in that case, I think, will be the draw, but I'm kind of sitting on the fence a little bit there. I think it's very tough to call.
You can also back Bale to score in a draw, by the way, in the Wincast betting, which I suppose is a draw cast, isn't it? Gareth Bale to score in a draw is 7-1. It's 18-1 that he scores first, and the match finishes a draw at 18-1, and 18-1 as well for Bale to score last in a draw.
Do you know what? I'll go for that.
Yeah,
I'll go draw with Bale to score 7-1. nice price about what I think will be a tight game.
Yeah, another big price selection there. It's one of those games where the traders have almost shrugged the shoulders a bit with the 390 minutes bettings. That's as close to a three-way pick 'em as you're going to get, 15-8, 2-1, and 13-8.
Yeah.
They don't know.
I don't know either.
No, indeed. But that 7-1 could offer you a little bit of value in that one. On to Scotland's match, then. They take on Belgium away from home as well, the Scots. It's 1-9 for Belgium, 15-2 about the draw, and Scotland are 22-1. Three enhanced odds at the time of recording for this one. Eden Hazard to score first. That was 3-1, now 7-2, of course, completed his dream move to Real Madrid this week, or last week as it was. Both teams to score in the first half was 9-2, now 11-2. Kevin De Bruyne to score and Belgium to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1. That was 13-2. Is now 8-1. Belgium expected to steamroll this group. This is Group I, and they're doing so thus far. They've won all three of their games. They've already conceded one goal in qualifying. Scotland will feel that they're in a straight fight, I suppose, with Russia to finish second in this group and to try and qualify. Both of them have 6 points, but Russia's goal difference is significantly better. Scotland come into this having kind of ambled past Cyprus in their game last week. I think many people expected it to be a bit more of a dominant win. They needed an 89th minute winner from Ollie Burke to get the job done against Cyprus. Despite that fact, I think a lot of people will be expecting the Scots to have quite an upturn in, maybe not in form, but the performance-wise, because Steve Clarke did such a good job at Kilmarnock, and I think this is probably one of the more exciting Scotland manager appointments there's been for a little while. However, against Belgium, it's obviously going to be pretty tough. We may not see the best out of them in this game.
It's just bad timing, isn't it, for this fixture, really? I mean, he's come in as Steve Clarke. He's got a win on the board at the first time of asking. I think there's scope there for him to have a big impact on the Scottish national side. After this Belgium game, they've got Russia, who you think they'll put up a good performance against. They've actually got Russia a couple of times and Belgium again in between that. So it's going to be a little bit of a tough start, perhaps. But one where you can probably see encouraging signs for him. I think Belgium win. I mean, you look at the embarrassment of riches that Belgium have. Just the sheer number of quality players. You've got Eden Hazard, who's on a high because he's obviously completed his dream move, as you say. He played really well the other day. Lukaku up front, who's capable of scoring goals. He scored for the national team the other day. You've got Dries Mertens, who was on the score sheet. You've got De Bruyne in the middle. You can bring on players like Tielemans, who's had a real good impact at Leicester. That rock-solid defence as well, Odegaard against Kompany and Vertonghen. Not only do they have a wealth of attacking talent, they've got one of the strongest defences on paper that we've got, not just in Europe, in the world. So how on earth does Scotland, who struggled past Cyprus the other day, as you mentioned, undo this defence? I don't think they can. I think Belgium to win to nil is a decent way in here. I think we'll see more encouraging signs from Scotland, but they're just going to... Sometimes you just come up against teams that are just too good for you, and it's about finding a price on a pro-Belgium bet here, I think. The 1-8 to win the match, that's too short for a working man like myself. Eden Hazard to score first, by the way, 3-1 to 7-2. That'll tempt a lot of people. De Bruyne to score in Belgium to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1. That's out to 8-1. I don't mind that because I think Belgium will win, but I don't think they'll absolutely blow Scotland away. I think they'll just do enough. They'll be on top. So mainly the 2-0 element of that, because I'm not sure Scotland get on the old score sheet here.
Yeah, because even Belgium to win to nil might not qualify as a working man's prize. 1-2, that is the win to nil for Belgium. It's a bit better.
It's a bit better. It's one of them you could put in an accumulator, isn't it?
And there's plenty going on Tuesday night as well at the same time.
So. Yeah. Belgium to win an under 2.5 goals is 12-5.
Okay.
Belgium, like I say, I think will win, but I don't think they'll run away with it. They only beat Cyprus 2-0. They only beat Iceland 2-0. Once they got the job done, I think they'll take the foot off their accelerator a little bit as well. It's at the end of a long season for a lot of these players.
Yeah.
I don't see them going 70, 80, 90 minutes trying to continue to score. So I'd maybe look at that. Belgium to win, but not quite as comprehensively as the market suggests.
I like that. Belgium to win and under 2.5 is in the betting at 12-5 then. Belgium, of course, currently the number one ranked side in the world. I know not everyone enjoys the FIFA rankings all that much, but they are currently top of that particular list. We go to the final game then on this week's edition of the podcast, which is Northern Ireland, and they travel away to Belarus. Belarus are in the betting at 15-8. The draw 2-1, and Northern Ireland are 13-8. It's priced up identically to the Wales game. The enhanced odds in this one, Northern Ireland to score in both halves, was 19-5, now 5-1. Both teams to score in the first half was 9-2, now 11-2. And Carl Lafferty to score first, that was 11-2, and that is now 7-1. Historically, they've not been fabulously good travellers, Northern Ireland, but they are beginning to address that. They beat Estonia in their most recent game. That was on the road, coming from a goal behind to win that one 2-1. And they're actually leading their group at the moment with a perfect record, 3 games, 3 wins. They've got 9 points. They're actually ahead of Germany in their group. Germany have played a game less, to be fair, and they've won both their games as well. And Northern Ireland have thus far played Estonia twice and Belarus once. So you maybe expect them to have taken all 3 points from those three games. They beat Belarus at home a little bit earlier on in the year. But this is a Northern Ireland team, Mark, that maybe haven't got a squeak of getting out of this qualifying group in that it contains Germany and Netherlands. But thus far, they're having a real good go. They might falter later on when they come to play those two nations. But certainly, they're doing everything they need to thus far, which is beating Estonia and Belarus, which is the absolute minimum for them. They have to do that if they've got any chance.
Yeah, they've had a positive start to the group as you could expect, really. I think 13-8 about them to win here is tempting enough, to be fair.
I thought that, yeah.
Belarus 15-8 at home, they're okay. They, you know, if you'd have looked at this game maybe back end of last year, you'd have thought Belarus might be quite difficult to beat. But since then, they've been beaten 4-0 by the Netherlands, fair enough. They lost to Northern Ireland in Northern Ireland, and then they got beat by Germany last time. So I suppose you take those results and you think, yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah.
But it's going to dent the confidence, and they've already lost to the side they're facing this evening on the night as well. So I think the fact that they've just done a bit of a downturn of form and Northern Ireland are in an encouraging patch at the moment, I think that'll just sway them. It sways me in the favour of Northern Ireland. Again, it's one of those games where it's awful to call in the 90 minutes. It's one of them where you could easily state a case for any of the three outcomes. But given that they're in a good patch of form, I mean, Northern Ireland to score in both halves, 19-5 out to 5-1. That's a big announcement. I think we could see something like a 2-1 scoreline towards Northern Ireland, so maybe that's worth a look. Carl Lafferty to score first. He used to be the go-to guy, didn't he, for any Northern Ireland bet. I'm not sure that's quite the case anymore. You've got the likes of Conor Washington and McGuinness has been scoring goals for them as well. They both scored against Estonia the other day. Maybe starting to see a changing of the guard in terms of Northern Ireland strikers. But I do think they'll come out on top here. I think it'll be a positive end to what's been a real encouraging run of results for them.
It's 10-1, by the way, if you think Northern Ireland win by 2-1, or they're 13-8 in the outright betting, which I think I'm quite a fan of this week for Northern Ireland to win that at 13-8. That about wraps it up. Do you have a favourite bet of the quartet of matches we've looked at? As you said right at the top of the podcast, a tricky betting week, but not impossible.
Not impossible. I think I quite like the Belgium angle with them not blowing Scotland away. I think it's green shoots of recovery perhaps already for Scotland. Belgium will just do enough to get the job done. I think a solid 2-0 victory for Belgium. So I'd go with Belgium and under 2.5 goals at 12-5. I think that could be a nice price into what's a tricky week of international matches.
Good stuff.
Unless you've got millions of pounds, and then just go with the very obvious 1-8 shot. And
yeah, just start piling in.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Mark. We've got a whole host of enhanced odds on the games this week. Plus, all these matches will be your odds games as well. So plenty of different ways in on the international fixtures coming up. Mark, thank you very much for that and best of luck.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.